We're gonna do probably two more, maybe three more songs. And this next song is really, really a tender
song.
What
time is it?
What is it, 5:58?
5:58? Oh, we have like 5 hours, perfect. No, but for real, 9:58? Okay.
Not time.
1 more hour. That's what I think. They'll stay open as long as they're playing music, right?
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Because this is New York.
This is New York. Don't you love it here?
So the tie into Katie on this song is that I wrote this song on a trip. She and I and Andrew, who at the time was about a year and a half old, he was in the back seat, in the car seat. We drove to Canyon City, Colorado, actually to visit two people who are here tonight. Are Patrick and Susan here?
Patrick just left.
Patrick just left, go figure. Dang it, just left.
Seriously,
he had to put the chickens away. Patrick and Susan are the managers down at Venatucci Farm right now. So a farmer's job is never done, you know, as we know. And anyway, we were driving down there, and this song I started writing it at home. And on the way to Kansas City, I asked Katie if she would steer, you know, the car and everything.
On the highway.
She was 10, so I mean, she was plenty old.
That's
fairly
funny.
Responsible. And I wrote it on the back of a postcard, or not a postcard, an envelope that I had at the time. And I was really pleased with the song. And anyway, this song is called I Am, and it's a song about waking up inside the divine. Inside a week of darkness. Hey, you might want to tape this song if you got any tape left.